Shower going into the evening tonight. Fair skies. Maybe a patch of fog developing early in the morning. 60s to about 70. A muggy, humid start. A warm and humid afternoon again tomorrow. A little breezy with our temperatures of lower to mid 80s. Low 80s over the weekend. Gusty winds stronger. Few more clouds too mixed in with the sunshine. Each day a minimal chance, but a slim chance of a quick moving in and out spritz or two. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly adventure? Come have a blast at Kite Fest Louisiana, April 27th to 28th. Kite flying, fun for kids, food, and big fireworks Saturday at dusk from the West Baton Rouge Convention and Visitors Bureau. Looking for a fun, family-friendly adventure? Come have a blast at Kite Fest Louisiana, April 27th to 28th. Kite flying, fun for kids, food, and big fireworks Saturday at dusk from the West Baton Rouge Convention and Visitors Bureau. Visit ExploreLouisiana.com to plan your trip today.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
Hello, New Orleans. Welcome to the Jack Clegg Show. This is a Thursday night edition. You're listening, as usual, to WGSO 990 AM. The audio podcast can be heard at any time thereafter at WGSO.com. Just go podcast, Jack Clegg Show, produced by Ronald Richardson. Oh, that doesn't say that, does it?
But it did sound good.
It should say that.
It should,
damn it. It should say that.
Yes.
The Jack Clegg Show, produced by Ronald Richardson.
The great.
The great
there you
Ronald
go. There
Richardson.
You go.
All right. We're in a good mood here today because we're all getting raises. Big raises.
Who told you that?
I can't say. They swore me to secrecy.
All right. So when I get my next paycheck?
You just have to give it to me. That's all. I'll take care of you, buddy.
All right.
So scheduling. There's some scheduling announcements.
Okay.
All right. We usually have our show Tuesday and Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Okay, unless I am world traveling.
Right.
Like to Iowa.
Right.
It's world travel.
Okay.
Okay. but next Tuesday, for all our listeners, and we have devoted listeners, I will be on Tuesday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm filling in for Jeff Cuere, one of my former high school students. Did you know I was a teacher in high school?
So does he still listen to you?
No, he laughs at me.
See?
He took it seriously back then because I was also the wrestling coach. I was going to have my wrestlers.
So you could put him in a headlock?
I could put him in a headlock, and so good are my wrestlers, and so he obeyed then.
I'm just saying, Jeff, you hear what he's saying, right? I didn't have anything to do with this. I didn't, you know, he tried to put me up to it, but I didn't. But anyway.
All right,
yes.
So next Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 7 a.m., I have the end of Jeff's morning show. So, and then we're going to have our regular show Tuesday night at 7 and next Thursday at 7, but just a scheduling announcement there.
Okay,
so, and also you can listen to the show on YouTube and or Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. We've talked about this before.
And we got a... My main man, Rusty.
We do. But before we get Rusty, and Rusty's on hold, these are the three topics I would like to cover tonight, just in general. And because we have some of our more articulate and interesting callers, we'll let them take anything they want to talk about, and we'll kind of address it as they want to because they're callers. Okay. One issue that we're going to talk about tonight, I call the cloud is bursting. And we talked about this a little bit last week. Didn't cover it as much as I wanted to. And the cloud, do you know what the cloud is?
The cloud as far as where we store information?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know where it is?
It's the cloud.
That's what most people say.
Yeah,
and that's it. That's just a cloud. They're called data centers. And they are the most carnivorous consumers of electricity we have. They just suck electricity. They're brick-and-mortar buildings. Inside of them are devices which are collecting and storing data. And
is it like satellites almost?
It's on Earth. No, it's on.
No, but I'm saying inside the building. Is it? Do they have like satellites or like big mainframes or something?
Huge mainframes. Okay. Huge and everything, bank information, every text, every email, every piece of information on the internet. When you think it's going to the cloud, it's being stored. If you want to save something, and it's being saved, it's saved in a data center. And data centers, the tech companies want to make more of them because they're making money by doing this.
Of course, okay? Because they have all the information.
But neighborhoods don't want them,
right?
Because they suck up all the electricity, and the electric bills of people in those areas go high. The cost of building transmission towers to bring all the electricity is huge. Just as an example, in Europe right now, there's a moratorium. They can't build anymore. In England and the UK, they don't.
It's too many of them?
Not too many of them. They just don't have the electric power to build more. Okay. Gotcha. And what am I seeing now? Well, I just have two personal observations. One, remember, it was about 2 weeks ago, AT&T phones. Everybody with a phone that was on AT&T?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
We didn't have service.
They lost service.
Yeah.
Some people said, well, it's hackers, it's ransomware, it's something else. Others, well, today, a think tank out in California had been studying the issue, and they said it was cloud mismanagement. Okay, I don't know what the hell that
means. You know what? And I was angry at AT&T because I'm an AT&T customer.
Sure.
They only gave us a $15 credit.
Well, it was a huge inconvenience for people who didn't have
it.
And if you want to try to call 911, you couldn't even do 911. So I don't know if individuals and how many were. I haven't seen the studies on that. But my point is
right.
That we have this cloud, which is now reaching the point where it's having malfunctions. Okay, the last 2 days, I went to the Zurich Classic today, and a buddy of mine sent me two tickets. It was real nice, very generous. But I had to get the tickets from Ticketmaster online. And all I had to do was put in my name, my email address, and a password. Simple, right? An hour and a half last night and an hour and a half this morning. And the reason why, every time I kept adding the information, it looped back. It said, this is invalid, this is invalid. And I'm like, wait a minute, you just said it was good. It was horrendous. The only way I got the tickets was I had to call the PGA Tour office in Florida, tell them about the problem, and they said, we'll just text it to you. So they did, and I got the tickets, and everything was okay. But the problem is, and this is what they said to me, we have too many people trying to get tickets and make arrangements at the last minute. Today is the first day of the tournament.
It was flooded.
It was flooded. So, and what that tells me is we're running on a real tight capacity for information. Okay, so that's one of the topics. The second topic we're going to talk about is the homelessness crisis. We had a case that was argued before the Supreme Court on Monday. Lots of points to make on that. And California is making some steps to change their mental health laws. And they're getting blowback from everybody. And the third is a topic I'll call the progressives should visit Tehran. Now, you know where Tehran is, right?
I do now since you told me. Like, I was never a history buff in school and geography. That was never my thing.
Well, Tehran, the capital of Iran.
Okay.
And the stories that have recently come out about Tehran and how women are being treated there. And I'll go into greater detail later. But for right now, what do we got, about a minute before a break? Or do we have enough time to get Rusty on the line and introduce him to our audience?
Let's get Rusty on the way back because we got to go.
We got to go take a break?
Yeah.
We got to sell some products?
Got to sell some ish.
Okay, we're selling some ish. Rusty, we'll get to you after the break. Ron should have told me earlier it's all his fault. But we'll get you after the break. Folks, this is WGSO 990 AM, the Jack Clegg Show, Thursday Night Edition. We'll be back in a few moments.
Tech's warehouse is fully stocked with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Our 20 reps are working around the clock for you. Don't wait 4 months to get work done. Vinyl Tech has materials now and are prepared to start on your home. Vinyl Tech has the most roofing, siding, gutters, and window siding crews in the area. Call for a free estimate. We show up and get you done. 504-469-7590 or VinylTechNola.com. 504-469-7590 or VinylTechNola.com.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource. Call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
All right, New Orleans, we're back with the Jack Clegg Show, the Thursday night edition, and let's get to Rusty right now. Rusty, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm pretty good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Go ahead.
Rusty owes me money.
I didn't hear me come in. Okay, first of all, what was the day that you were going to be substituting for Jeff? What was that day again?
Next Tuesday from 9 to 11 a.m.
That's right. It was Tuesday. Okay, I forgot about that.
Mark that down on your calendar, folks. Next Tuesday.
I certainly will. It's about time that you, since he's been taking off somewhat, it's about time that you're there.
All right.
Okay. You know, I had I called early because I really wanted to bring up an issue that involved legal stuff that I thought you would help. Not my legal stuff, but the Trump thing.
Go ahead.
And it won't be boring. It won't be about the details of the trial. It won't be anything like that.
Okay.
But you also brought up the homeless situation, which is one of my dearest to my heart issues.
Okay.
Because I did a lot of research since you brought it up a couple of shows ago.
Sure.
And I was appalled at the fact that they really want to find these people, maybe lock them up, even if there is no place or shelters for them to go. They want to do this. And I guess I just want to chime in there. I know you didn't get into the issue yet, but I wanted to get in chime in there because I do feel in my mind, if we stop locking up the homeless, then we're lifting up the lowest elements, the poorest elements in our country. And our country, I believe, is one step away from tyranny and just totally abandonment of any humanity. So I just wanted to say that before I get into the reason I called you.
Okay.
But if you wanted to say anything before I get to the next reason.
No. This is a call-in show. When the callers call in with some good. Now, and you're a very, very, very articulate and thoughtful guy. And so let's go to the question you had that was a legal question.
Okay,
I hope I can answer it. Go ahead.
The legal question. There was a show that came on. It's a radio show. I don't know if you ever hear of it. I don't think they have any local stuff, but I picked it up from another city, a guy named Bill Cunningham.
Okay.
And Bill Cunningham was saying on Sunday night that if Trump, if there's not one person on that case in New York, then really his chances of being the nominee or winning the election, at least, he didn't go into detail, were finished. I brought this up to Jeff Currier, and he said, well, let's hope there's at least one person in that New York court jury that will not charge him or convict him.
Right.
And then I heard last night, and both these people are big Trump people, the two people I'm bringing up, Bill Cunningham, and the one I heard last night was Sean Hannity, and he said the same thing. And I never heard any of Trump's people saying that his chances are dim if he even gets charged once, particularly with this case, but maybe with other cases. So I'm asking myself, if this is so fragile, why ain't they looking for an alternative candidate? Even though I support Trump, but why are they looking for somebody else? So what are the chances in your mind, since you have some legal background, it's kind of not criminal law, but I know you have some legal background.
Sure.
What are the chances of him being charged, and then that pretty much finishes his ability or capacity to become elected? What is your view on that?
Okay, well, first of all, he has been charged. He's been indicted, and he is on trial right now. The merits of the case, we'll let them aside. Forget whether it's a good or a bad case. Okay, here's what happens. Okay, the trial is expected. Okay, this is an estimate. Expected to be 6 weeks or more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 6 to 8 weeks. That's a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
We're in April right now, end of April, so we'll have May, June, maybe July. A jury will decide whether he's convicted or whether he's acquitted. And as you pointed out, one juror could hold out and vote for acquittal, and then he'd be acquitted. But if let's do the bad news assessment, because you always want to assess the worst thing that can happen. Okay.
Yes.
So he's convicted. All right.
Okay.
Now, this is what will happen. He will want to have an appeal. Okay. And he will demand an appeal, and he's entitled to it. And the judge is going to have a very difficult question, possibly. Not all defendants who are convicted have to go to jail. Okay, they have to. We're going to appeal, and the question is: do they serve time? Do they go to jail pending appeal? Okay, this judge who doesn't appear to be a friend of Trump, he doesn't appear to. I can't say a whole lot about him that makes him bad, because I've heard a lot of stories about him being conflicted and other things, and I've heard a lot of stories about a gag order, but I hear Trump talking all the time, so I don't know if this gag order is kind of a porous gag. So this judge is going to have to decide whether or not he's going to let him out pending appeal. Now, that decision might, if he says no, then Trump is going to ask for an immediate appeal on that, and he has some good arguments. I mean, the guy's running for president. He's been convicted, right, but his appellate rights have not been determined. So the next question is, okay, is it going to go to an appeal? Is an appellate court going to put it on a fast track? Why would they? What makes him different than anybody else?
Right.
Now, can he be elected being convicted? And the answer, constitutionally, there's no bar to that. There's a bar to felons voting, but not a bar to felons serving. And so the big fear, I think, of the Democrats is he runs, he gets elected, then he pardons himself before the appeal even comes out. So as far as a legal analysis, that's the timeline. Now, how many months is this going to go into November? Is what's going to happen if he gets convicted in this case, and then all of a sudden the January 6th case down in Washington, D.C. opens up?
Oh, boy.
A month before the election. They could open up in September or August.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hate to say this because I don't have the physical evidence in front of me, but it's like when you hear that men decide that they're going to become girls and they want to play on a sports team. Something just doesn't seem right with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, and I can't say I can cite statistics where they injure girls more often, but it just doesn't seem like the right thing. Just like this, the number of efforts going after Trump in 2024 alone, or let's say late 2023, a year before the election, you think that was coincidence?
No.
Exactly. Nobody does. None of us do. And so, I really don't know. I really don't know from a legal standpoint. Oh, Rusty, can you hold on?
Sure.
We got to go to another break. Ron is making ugly faces at me until I get on a break and he can make more money. That's the kind of guy Ron is. All right. WGSO, 990 AM. This is the Jack Clegg Show. We're going to take a break and be back in a few moments.
This is Mike from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. If you need to convert your existing bathtub into a step-in shower, call my friends at A New Beginning Refinishing. They can repair and refinish any type of bathtub or shower, no matter the size of the repair. A New Beginning Refinishing has been using a new high-gloss casting porcelain coating, guaranteed to never peel. They also offer you a unique service called the Tub Cut, which is a fraction of the cost of replacement, and adding a grab bar installation and a slip-resistant surface helps to improve accessibility, reduce accidents, and helps people remain in their home as long as possible. Call A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, for a free estimate at 985-279-5103 or visit their website at www.anewbeginningrefinishing.com. Or you can visit their showroom in Hollycrest Plaza at 600 North Highway 190, Suite 2 in Covington. That's A New Beginner Refinishing LLC at 985-279-5103.
After the storm is over, if you think you have wind damage or missing roofing, siding, and gutters, call Vinyl Tech. They have a AAA rating with the BBB, so you know they can be trusted. Vinyl Tech has been serving the New Orleans Metro for over 20 years. They are the local exterior specialist.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyl Tech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shay Mulkey, at Vinyl Tech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinylTechNOLA.com.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Authorities have arrested 29-year-old Anthony Holland Jr. of West Monroe in the case where the torso of 19-year-old Cheryl Turner of New Iberia was found floating in the Ouachita River on January 24th. Catahoula Parish Sheriff Detective Dwayne Littleton says Holland has no previous criminal record, and he says that due to the nature of the crime, multiple agencies are investigating to see if others could be linked to the suspect.
It was pretty gruesome and methodical. I mean, I don't know how to explain it without you just seeing it, but it's nothing like we've ever encountered or seen in this area for sure.
The full House has approved a bill that removes the requirement that businesses must provide minor workers a 20-minute break if they work for 5 consecutive hours. Denham Springs Representative Roger Wilder says the policy prevents teens from landing work with some businesses.
The disincentive to hire 17 and 16-year-olds is why the obstacles on the business need to be removed, not to make it better for the business. It makes it better to hire the kids.
LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. I dig all around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and get a headache. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. So call 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Medicaid members, keep your coverage. Update your address, email address, and cell phone number to receive information regarding your benefits. Act now. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, read it and respond as soon as possible. For more information or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember to update all required information before Medicaid deadlines so you don't lose your coverage.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Susan Berniker bringing you a new show, Health Connections, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. when we explore health from doctors, researchers, scientists, naturopaths, pharmacists, authors, fitness, and more. Both local and national guests, you'll be able to call in and ask your own health questions. So join me, Susan Berniker, every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll make our health our wealth. The best present to you and your family is good health.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
The fastest-growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
I'm pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
All right, New Orleans, welcome back to the Jack Clegg Show. This is the Thursday night edition on WGSO 990 AM. And Rusty, I gave you the brief.
Yes, you gave me a lot there, Jack.
Okay.
But I got to throw in one more thought that
Go ahead.
One of these talk shows said. He said the chances, if he appeals, the chances of getting an appeal, this is Bill Cunningham,
sure,
are small into year 2025 and 2026.
Right.
If that is the case, because there's no guarantee here, and it doesn't seem like many of the people who want a more conservative person, obviously, than Joe Biden.
Sure.
If that is the case, it doesn't look very, very hopeful for Mr. Trump. And shouldn't we be looking, I mean, not that you don't want to get behind Trump, and because I think most, as far as I know, all these cases are made up. They're deceitful. They're just there to keep him from being elected.
Sure, sure.
But things do go wrong. We found that out with the COVID thing. How they basically, even though he was in the basement 8 months, they still elected Joe Biden, even though he was too old even then.
Right.
And my question is, if the appeal process takes that long, as one talk show host said, it doesn't look very good, does it? I mean, right now, well, these cases, how many charges they got him on? Go ahead.
I think the thing that everyone has to look at is, will he win the election or lose the election? If he wins, it doesn't matter what his appeals are. He simply mm-hmm. pardons himself. And he's
yes.
done, but who cares about the appeals?
Yes.
So that's kind of an irrelevant point. He's not, if he wins, he's not going to not take office because
no.
he's been convicted. He's going to take office and he's going to pardon yeah. himself. And the American yeah. people expect that to happen, I think. And I don't think it's going to harm. Okay. His detractors are going to call him a criminal no matter what. His
right.
detractors are going to call him names and so forth. And you know, he's going to have to live with that. That's fine. But most of his supporters, the real supporters, the donors, the people that are going to vote for him, hopefully the people that are going to prevent shenanigans at the ballot boxes and in the mailboxes, hopefully that will happen for him. If he loses the election, my biggest concern is if he loses the election, what then? How far do people think the Democrats will go to defeat him? Will they go to rigging an election, given the fact that they've done all these indictments, which legal experts we're hearing from are questioning their validity, if you will, and they're being brought in locations and in times which are highly suspect. Okay. And suspicions, and they're like name-calling. Okay, you hear it once, fine. But if you hear it continually, time and time mm-hmm. and time again, mm-hmm. people start to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my biggest concern for the country is if he loses the setback and what people are going to do. Is does January 6th pale in comparison?
One more, Jack, because I know you probably got lots of callers.
Go ahead.
It sounds like you have already put him in the election where he can win or lose.
Well,
I'm saying I'm saying that we're crossing our fingers that he makes it that far to be in the election. It doesn't seem very. We're expecting things that we really don't have much assurance about, because in New York, everybody votes Democrat.
Right.
And the jury, and these other places too.
Sure.
And so,
sure.
So we're really crossing our fingers that he can even get into the race, the final race.
No, there's nothing to prevent him from getting into the race. There's no law saying that a person who's
the race. I mean the day November 5th or 6th, whatever day
sure,
that is.
Sure. Sure.
That's what I mean by that. We're hoping that he even gets there. He may not even get there.
Well. But what would prevent him from getting to be able to run for president? The fact that he was convicted?
If he's charged, he goes to prison, some people might say, I'm not going to vote for a prisoner.
Well, that's true. That is true. And the perception of the voters,
yes.
the fact that he is convicted will not disqualify him. Particularly,
and that was a very good point you made
a
few minutes ago. And I hope you're right about that. But I don't. I know people are ready to want to see him go to jail. Turns him off.
Well, there are lots of people that wanted him to die, as well. So and that's it. The politics in America has the gloves have been off for a long time, and so they wish those things. And the hardest part on this show is dealing with reality. And the realities are here that Biden controls the Justice Department. Okay, he's in control of that. He decides what they want to do. And if you think it's Biden making the decisions, I think it's mistaken. Somebody else is making the decisions, and Biden is going along with it. And the reason I say that, I've been around people with dementia. I've been around older people. And I really, really don't believe the decisions are being made by Biden. I don't. I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And if you ask me, and I'm really well informed. I really try to be. If you ask me to name five people in his administration, I couldn't. These people are smart. You don't hear them getting out in front and saying, this was our idea, this was my idea. This is my idea to have the EPA demand that all 50 states require electric vehicles, half vehicles sold in each state by 2030 to be electric. I don't know who that person is. We don't know who these people are. They've done a beautiful job of hiding. And
I'm going to ask you one last question. Take 10 seconds and I'm off the phone if that's what you want.
Great.
And this is it. It looks like Trump, I'm sorry. I said that.
I want to know if he picks a lady vice presidential candidate, will she be the lady in the tramp? You're old enough to remember that movie. It was a great movie. Yes. Go ahead.
The thing is, if it doesn't look like he has a chance of winning, will you? I'm pretty hard on these talk show hosts, both locally and nationally.
Sure.
Will you say to your audience, he can't win, we need to find an alternative candidate? If it looks like he definitely cannot win, let's
be more realistic. If he was incapacitated, would I want that to happen? I don't want to be incapacitated, but if he was incapacitated, I would say, yes, we need somebody else. So making the decision, it's hard for me to get to the point of your hypothetical. If I personally had heard some things or saw some things, and in my heart of hearts I thought this guy needs to go behind bars, then of course
I don't mean that, Jack. What I mean is that being in jail will probably, he might even not even get 3/4 of the votes, and he can't win. And it seems apparent to most common sense people that he can't win. And the convention comes up.
Well,
would you be open-minded enough for another candidate?
I might be if somebody told me who he was. and I liked him enough, or she, he or she was, and I liked him enough, and I'll tell you what would help me, if Trump came forward and said, this is what I want you to do.
Yes.
If he did that, I'd applaud. But I don't see that happening. But that way, for sure. And even, because look at the Republican Party right now. The people who run it is his daughter-in-law, right? I mean, they've gotten rid of the independent people, and it's all Trump's gang now. So it's hard to imagine that another candidate is going to come here. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, and with that being said, 3 seconds, believe it or not, after all I said, I'm still pulling for Trump. I'm hoping he gets through all this.
That's why.
Like the possibilities of him getting convicted on some of these cases seem so strong that I don't know if that's going to happen.
That's why I called you articulate and thoughtful. Thanks, Rusty.
Thank you, Jack.
Talk to you next Tuesday. Okay.
Talk to you Tuesday.
Okay, folks, we have to take another break. Ron needs us to take another break. Look, we're in a really interesting topic, and Ron says, got to stop. We got to sell stuff. Okay, Ron. All right, this is Jack Lake Show, WGSO 990 AM. We'll be back in a few moments. Matthew, we'll get you after the hold. Bye.
Your business back to life with signs. Show-stopping signage can give your business the visibility it needs. Sir Speedy is a trusted resource for sign design, production, and installation. From trade show displays, banners and posters, to directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, and more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on
WGSO. Got your license to grill? Call Chew on This. Saturdays at noon on WGSO and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076. You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
All right, New Orleans, welcome back to the fourth and final segment of the Jack Clegg Show, the Thursday night edition. And a schedule, remember, will be on next Tuesday morning from 9 to 11 and Tuesday night from 7 to 8. A doubleheader. Okay, Matthew. Sorry we take so long, Matthew, but we'll get to your question. What's your issue, buddy? Hello.
First,
hello, Matthew.
Let me reassure Rusty. Bill Cunningham is peddling fear porn. Basically, right now, our only chance is Donald Trump, and I know that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But if you try to slide anybody else in, they're going to lose.
Right.
They don't have the combination of characteristics that makes Donald Trump. There isn't anybody who has that combination of characteristics that makes Donald Trump the winner for the 2024 election.
Right. Now, right. But let me ask this question. Let me ask this one question. Let me just ask this one question. They have been successful at silencing Trump. There is so much to attack about the Biden administration's policies that have not been attacked because they've been successful. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. And this is wholly a hypothetical. I hope it never happens. But what happens if Trump is incapacitated for some reason? And he can't run.
Well, then I guess whoever his VP is.
Well, he hadn't picked anybody yet.
The nominee.
He hasn't picked anyone yet. So, is there a Republican who could come forward, even at this late date, and educate the American people to what this Biden administration has done for the last 4 years and how bad it's going to be for the next 4 years if he's reelected?
It's theoretically possible. But you are talking about a massive, multi-platform, multimedia blitz of the airwaves that is going to cost billions.
Well, I'm first of all, before spending all that money, I'm looking for a personality, a leader that could do that. And that's what I want Trump as much as you do. Okay, that's good. It's for the country, not because I like Trump.
I don't see anybody right now.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem.
I mean, everybody's got a little bit of something that's a plus for them.
Sure, sure.
But everybody's got some negatives that are pretty glaring, too. So does Donald Trump, for that matter. But, I mean, I'm just not seeing that right now.
Sure. And I think
I'm going to give you a name of a internet content creator, and I wish Rusty had an internet connection. Styx Hexenhammer. Now, don't take 666. Don't take religious advice from him. But he's got some of the best political takes that there is, and he refuses to be blackpilled.
Okay.
Now let's get back to data centers and electricity.
Sure. Let's hit that quickly.
Some people call it energy, but I call it electricity.
Yes.
So
huge issue. Huge issue.
Two things going for it right now that, with government policy, they could turn on in a fairly short period of time. They have still abundant coal.
Right.
Hasn't been mined since the early 80s when Margaret Thatcher shut down the coal mining industry put the kibosh on the mine workers who were causing some issues. They also have abundant oil and gas offshore. But they're relying instead on solar in a country that's mostly cloudy and wind in a country that does get occasionally be calm.
Well, it's a two-part issue, right? What you're focusing now is what raw materials do we have to make more electricity? Okay, that's issue one. Okay, and you've listed those. The second question is, let's say we have the same amount of raw materials to make the same amount of electricity as we have now, Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The demand is going through the roof. And there has been no plan, no even discussion of how we're going to increase to face that demand. So whatever coal we needed to make the current level of electricity, it's going to have to be more. Whatever
we have more.
Right. And so we have a two-part problem. We have a two-part problem. And I just read where the Democrats, there were six of them, want Biden to issue executive orders to bring back Title 42 and the Remain in Mexico policy. Okay, so all of this is the only reason Biden has done this is for the ultra-progressives in his party who somehow control him. I don't know if you heard what I mentioned to Rusty, but I don't think this guy is even the guy that we need to talk to.
I would say that you are correct that he is controlled by some puppeteers behind the curtain. But the thing that is challenging to us is the lack of a national microphone.
Sure,
to be
sure.
able to get the word out.
Sure.
Because, I mean, we used to have Rush Limbaugh, and
right.
whatever you think about him, he was a dominant force.
Sure,
and
sure,
he defined
right.
what
yeah.
conservatism was.
For a long time. You're absolutely right. Well, listen, Matthew.
After defending the clock shot, he died.
Okay, Matthew, next Tuesday night, call back. I got another call I want to get to before we end the show. Thanks for calling tonight. We'll get you Tuesday. We'll spend some more time. I have time.
All right, ciao.
Okay, thank you. All right, do we have time for Eric?
I think Eric.
See if Eric's here or gone.
Eric, are you still there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm still
okay.
here.
Okay. So he's here. Okay.
Sometimes I have to wake up Ron. He takes naps between 7 and 8. I got to wake him up. Eric. How are you this evening? We got about 2 minutes. Sorry it's taking so long.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Hey, Jack, great show.
Thank you.
This is one thing I wanted to throw out there that a lot of people are not bringing up as far as the Trump case goes.
Sure.
But this is something that in theory could happen. And actually, I think has a very good chance of happening, okay? Trump gets found guilty. The judge right away wants to put him in a jail.
Sure.
And I think that the governor of New York could pardon him, right? Kathy Hochul?
Hochul, yeah. But if she ever wants to get reelected, she won't do that. Democrat.
I know. But look, one of the reasons is this, okay? We've never had a former president in a jail, okay? Now,
sure.
He's entitled to Secret Service 24/7, right?
Unless they take it away from him, that's correct.
Right. He's entitled to Secret Service even inside of the jail.
I think
that they would have to jump through all kind of hoops, maybe even build his own wing. And all
well,
of this would take time.
That's a very interesting, Eric. That is a really interesting question.
Yes.
And Tuesday night we got to take it. Ron is telling me we got to go. Thanks
okay.
for calling,
okay.
Eric, and I'm glad we got
okay.
you in because that's a really interesting question,
yes.
folks. As you can see, this is the show you want to listen to get some really, really creative and intelligent discussions, which I really like a lot. Thanks for all the callers tonight. Folks, next Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WJSO, 9:90 a.m. and 7 o'clock at night.
Good night, people.
Have a good weekend.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.